listen. What rhymes with glisten? Yes, I'm on a mission to get you to listen. Follow on Facebook and Twitter. Or give the DAPF a hotline, a call.
Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks episode 119, the Sunday morning edition.
We're missing the donuts of this coffee and donut episode.
We're like the Sunday morning paper you never wanted or never read.
Oh,
like us.
Yeah, well.
We get the Sunday paper and don't read it.
We used to sometimes.
We read it around Christmas time to see what's on sale.
That's true. I usually just skip through to the sell papers. And sometimes I read the local section because that's kind of cool. And every now and then I'm like, oh, hey, did you see this? But that hasn't been doing that. And now I can check the a paper online. So
yeah, I get most of my news online. So
yeah.
So anyway, we're going to record yesterday, which is our regular day, which is Saturday. But we had a hitch in the giddy up.
Yeah, issue.
So we're recording this morning.
Yeah.
Which is...
And it is early.
It's 7:20.
Trying to get
here
this
in lovely Napa Valley,
episode
California.
Out on this weekend. So,
here we are. So we don't sound all perky because we're not.
Sorry, we just got back from our dog walk. I don't know. I think everybody knows we go on early morning dog walks, but we've already been out and dog walked and back, and it's 7:23 in the morning.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
So it's bedtime. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna because we were talking about how nice it is outside right now. It's really nice. And then I was like, should we just do the weather since we're talking about it already?
Yes.
Can I do my little things?
Yeah.
Ready?
And the Napa Valley weather, it's sunny and clear, 63 degrees with 83% humidity outside, 74 degrees inside with 48% humidity. There's no wind, and there hasn't been. Right. So that's it. And the barometer is at 29.95. It's supposed to get up to 100 today.
Yeah, I think that's why it's so strangely calm outside. And it's a perfect air ballooning weather, which Nine loves.
Hot air ballooning.
Nine loves it.
She's afraid of the hot air balloons. And now when she sees the moon, she's afraid of the moon.
Yeah. She's a crazy dog.
And you'll probably hear the dogs more today than normal because... They don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, they don't know why we're doing this. They didn't get
their
any
routine
treats.
Is all thrown off.
Yeah, so
they got their podcast treats yesterday.
So you don't get two treats
since we thought
in a row.
We would be podcasting, but it didn't happen. So here we are. I want to say thank you to everybody for the birthday wishes, and it was fun.
A lot of birthday wishes.
And
we went downtown for your birthday shenanigans, and enjoyed a lovely afternoon at the Napa Palisades tap room.
I'm drinking a lovely decaf lotus blossom green tea right now.
Lotus blossom.
That's what it is. We didn't even go to Starbucks first.
No, I...
Interrupt the break. I was drinking my tea and thought it was ridiculous.
You actually have two cups of tea just in case you run out.
Yeah.
Don't want to have to get up.
But yes, we went downtown and went to our little tap room and had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the tap room now... it was interesting. They actually have a full liquor license.
Right.
So they are serving, it seems to be mostly whiskeys, but they're making a few drinks on tap, like cocktails on tap.
Yeah.
And
your favorite is the
Chupacabra.
Nice and spicy.
Which is made with like a spicy, small batch spicy bitters and tequila, which is funny because I'm not a tequila fan.
Right.
But it was really good. It tastes like a... I can't describe it.
It has a smoke flavor
like
to it, the liquid smoky, smoke flavor.
Spicy,
as well.
Bloody Mary-ish type.
And then put on the rim? It's that spicy salt?
Yeah,
of some
spicy
sort?
Salt. It's really good.
And then
you had
the Burro Punch.
Burro Punch.
Made with yerba mate tea.
Yeah.
So
it was really good.
It's actually really good. Like, I can't even describe the flavor. A bit citrusy, but. And you can taste the tea in it, but it has a really, really interesting and really good flavor. And they serve that in a cowboy boot.
Yeah. It's kind of neat because they're somewhat exotic cocktails, and they have a few, and they're kind of fun. They have cougar juice. which is served in a tiny milk bottle with a red vine for a straw.
And then the bartender was saying that she loves it when she puts a straw, as in the Twizzler, the licorice in there. And she's like, "Oh, would you?" And you have to bite off that. You have to bite the tip off to open it up.
I thought that on the tap they should have like a little nipple or pacifier that it pours through.
She really liked that idea. Cougar juice. She said they might be able to do that.
But it was fun. It's a neat little place, and had a good time.
We had a good time, and the reason we brought it up is because we went on Friday as well, and hung out with a different bartender, and so we went 2 days this week. And the cool thing about
2 days this week.
I guess not.
Yeah, I'm like,
we went last Saturday, and then we went on Friday.
Yeah,
And they actually commented on our little Facebook post and wished you happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. Because
you run that other site.
Yeah. I run our
Napa fucking Valley, which is like a local kind of what's going on in Napa with a large emphasis on dog rescue.
Well.
And so they wished me a happy birthday on that site.
I post a lot of bands that are playing and like lunch specials, locals. And
lunch specials.
Well, they always like do the, you know, hey, check us out today for lunch. We're serving this and have free beer or whatever, you know, so I post that. But Friday, the really cool thing about Friday is we took the bus for the first time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we took the local Vine transit. It's called Vine out here because it's Napa Valley. It's Napa. And they can't help themselves. But we took it, and they're short buses. If you think of like the short buses for schools, that's what they are because there isn't enough demand to have a real size bus, and it's the buses are new and clean, and it's kind of not like taking any transit I ever have before.
I was gonna say that I took the bus once, like 20 years ago, and I don't remember being anything like that, and it was way more complicated. And
yeah, this was pretty easy.
Fuller,
and we were thanked for getting on the bus and thanked for taking the bus,
and she helped us out, like making sure we got to where we wanted to go. Like, where you guys want to go? Okay, so this is what you want to do. Or you could just do this.
just telling us the different different places. So it was cool.
And it cost
$1.60.
Yeah.
All the buses cost $1.60.
Yeah.
Or you can buy a day pass.
For $3?
I want to say it's $6.
Is it $6? Okay.
But I'm not sure. And you can buy a month pass. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty affordable. Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It was fun.
They're just going around town. And it's a quarter of the price of a cab. And
yeah,
the 20-minute ride or something.
Yeah, and the buses run like every 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, something so like it's that. It was really cool. It worked out, and it was fun to try it. And like now, that's probably going to be our thing. And be like, riding the bus.
There's
with
people
the AFPOD.
In like New York and Boston and populated cities that are like, yeah, dumbasses. We
ride the bus every day,
all the time.
Yeah,
how else do you think we get? We don't even own cars. We're like, wow.
We live in California. There's not a lot of buses going on here.
We went a mile and a half away. We're very proud of ourselves.
Public transportation, and I guess that happens a lot in the city, right? People do a lot of muni. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
A lot of people in San Francisco don't have cars.
Yeah. And a lot of people commute to the city. But
then there's the ferry.
This was not that experience. Yeah. This was the Napa version of that.
Yeah. Which there was only one other guy. And
this was the first world version of first world bus riding.
I just think it's hilarious. I'm like, today we ride the bus. Yeah.
It was fun. Glad we did it.
Me too. I'm really glad we did it.
Doesn't run on Sundays though.
Right. So,
I wanted to wish everybody a happy belated Father's Day. Right. Wasn't that last weekend?
Yeah.
And also know that you know Father's Day can be really tough for some people, and just know that you're being thought of too. We get that it's not a great day for many people. But I did want to talk about the meal.
Okay.
That was cooked on Father's Day.
That was an epic meal, and I don't even think we got through half of it.
I don't think so. But I cooked breakfast.
Let me just say that I thought for sure your dad would eat way more than he did.
He ate quite a bit,
but I thought for sure we'd like